mighty God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Amen. Isn't that the truth? This is bone prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we just, oh Lord, we love you. We just truly, I think from the bottom of our hearts, we can just utter back those words, yes, you are. We have found in you, Lord, all that we have need of. You truly are the rejoicing of our hearts, Lord, the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. You are everything, Lord. The all-sufficient one, Lord. Every need, every thing we have, Lord, need of you supply. It's all in you, and we just want to tell you how much we love you tonight. Just even those words that we sing, these things coming from our hearts, Lord, and Jehovah Jireh, Lord, all those beautiful redemptive names, all in one, all in our Lord Jesus Christ, everything there. And as that song even says, Lord, you're more than enough for me. Father, we just lift you up tonight. We pray that you would come amongst us. We believe you are, and we just already feeling at ease, feeling relaxed in your presence, enjoying your presence, Lord. And we pray now that you would minister your word to your people. You would be exalted and lifted up. Father, we come tonight. I know sometimes midweek we come in with weights and burdens, Lord, things we're facing, things we're dealing with. Lord, I just pray tonight you administer just a release tonight to each and every one, a relaxation truly in your presence. You would clean out the clutter of this world, Lord, the things that weigh us down, the things that distract us, Lord. Just refocus us tonight. Granted, Lord, we ask. We just give you all praise and honor and glory. Be enlarged, be magnified in our hearts, I pray. We ask this all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, musicians, everybody. It's good to see everybody.
Amen.
Yeah, just want to say how much I appreciate. I know there's so much that goes on, you know, little things, opening and closing and cleaning bathrooms. We got here and Sister Laura was vacuuming and, you know, Janelle at the back doing the songs. I just, everybody's got a little part and I just appreciate everybody. So,
amen.
All is well. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How's everybody?
Good.
Good. By His grace. Yes. All is well. Oh, I like that. We can say that by faith because we're in His presence and we know who's in control. Amen. So, yes, Lord is good. Is the question I think sometimes is, you know, in the battles and the struggles and the trials of life, are we praising Him? Are we singing? You know. Because I know myself, sometimes we're just human. Our initial response is, help. You know, crying out, this is not fun. This isn't easy. This isn't comfortable. And we're crying out. He's like, I'm with you. Just waiting to hear you sing. So let's praise Him, you know, in the hurting and the struggles and the things that don't make sense. Let's sing praises to Him. And I know this, He is with us. I believe that with all my heart. He's working. You know, you could look at the world around you and you just, truly, I don't think we can make sense in some ways what's happening. And I don't think we should try to study it too much. You know, if you think of, you know, where we could be, where we should be, things that are happening, what all the things that could be taking place. And I'm speaking of wars and famines and all the different things.
fires, you name it, the list goes on.
You think, wow, it's late. We know it's late. It definitely is. And yet we're still here for a reason. So God is working. He's working in his bride. He's going to bring in that last one. And we're here for a purpose that he has ordained. So thank you, Lord. Amen. So look, take your eyes off this world. And let's just remember those things that he's right here with us. And the greatest things sometimes, you know, Brother Graham preached that message, invisible union. So that sometimes the greatest things are happening silently, invisible. But there's a union that's taking place right now with God and his people. So let's be mindful of that. All right, let's just go ahead and get started. If you would stand with me, we'll open up with passage here in Hebrews chapter 4. Pardon? Hebrews 4. Thank you. All right. And verse 1 says, let us therefore fear. Isn't that interesting? Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. Amen. Don't you thankful for that? As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works were finished, when?
Amen.
From the foundation of the world. Just hold that in your hearts tonight. Let's just savor that verse. Let's keep reading. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter in, I like that word must, and they to whom it was preached entered not in because of unbelief. It was first preached. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Therefore, verse 9, there remaineth a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. You can be seated. Just kind of looking at a theme tonight, and just the thought is resting in God, resting in his works. And I've just seen some things that I've been meditating on, seen things I've been feasting on in the message, Brother Branham, and, you know, speaking of the reality of God's working and what he has ordained. And so we just want to take that thought, what God has ordained. And it can be easy to, you know, to say, okay, well, we know that God's in control, right? He's just over everything. He's in control. But we want to take this closer and deeper in a personal way, because when we say what God has ordained, it has everything to do with the work he's doing in you and in me. And when we come into that identification in him and we're resting in him, resting in our identity in him, then there's that true rest. We understand the sovereignty. We understand the election and the purpose of God. And again, he's to think, you know, just with our little finite brains, to think of his infinite wisdom and how he orchestrates, how he's planned and purposed everything is so rich, so awesome. And with that, to have an understanding of how deeply he cares about each and every one of you, how intimately and closely he's involved in your life in the most smallest details. He's there. So we're saying tonight, we're just meditating, what has God ordained?
what is he ordained? But you know, the answer, what we're focusing on even closer, is you. He has ordained you. He's doing a work in you. And so it gives us hope. It gives us purpose. We can rest and relax in a way. You know, Brother Branham, I believe he said, I couldn't find this. I think, help me out, somebody search. But he talks about there's relaxation under the seventh seal. So why is that? Well, there's a whole lot of ways we could probably answer that. But we know the seventh seal is the coming of Christ, the appearing of Christ in this time, the silence. And what is it? It's God present, God here with his people. So that brings a relaxation. He's here in us, working in us. What an awesome thing to feast on and rejoice in. So again, let's just kind of go through this. That's my theme tonight. And for the young people, I like to, I got some heads to look up. You know, I'm gonna weave this in because I've been meditating on this even as I've been going through the notes and preparing. You've heard the expression, the processor is here processing. You heard that before? The processor is here processing. Get a couple smiles. What does that mean? Well, here's my version. You could get 10 different answers to that from 10 different people. In our Christian walk, our Christian life, like our natural life, so much of our journey, so much of our development, our growth, is a process. It takes time. Zoe, how old are you? So you're saying you weren't born yesterday? No. Well, guess what? Spiritually, it's the same thing. It takes time. So much is a process. The good news is there's one, your Heavenly Father, that's at work constantly. Even when you can't see it or think it or feel it or anything else, he's here, he's there, he's working. The processor is here processing. So I'm rejoicing in that. It's been rich, and I want to kind of weave that into the kind of the thought tonight. We'll bring that out a little bit later maybe, but again, just recognizing the plan that God has for every one of us, that we're a part of that purpose, the part of the plan before the foundation of the world, that he saw, that he knew you, and he's orchestrating and he's ordained the whole thing. So, you know, again, I think these things as we go through, we'll just trust the Lord to minister, but brings us into rest. And along with this, I've been thinking of the scripture in Matthew 6, I believe, Jesus saying, who, taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Stop and think about that for a minute. How much thought do we take for everything? Lots, lots and lots, too much. So to think about that and to realize, okay, when it comes to me and when it comes to my identity and my position, where am I? Who am I? And how am I going to get to where he has for me to go, what he's called me to? It isn't by my thought. It isn't by my effort. It isn't by my anything. But it's him, the processor here, processing what he's ordained before the foundation of the world. The works were finished, and you were there in him, a part of him, and it's all just playing out right now, and we're recognizing it, and we're seeing it, and we're feasting on it. It's what God has ordained, all part of his great design, his beautiful plan. And he's ordained you. You're a part of his word, a part of his work. And by grace, we can see it. We can see him in this hour. And it brings us into that state of rest. Because we're totally, completely, our identification is in him, what he's doing. Don't you love him? I hope that makes sense. That's my little sermon in a nutshell. We'll just move on from here and go into scriptures, go into some things. But so just bear with me. We'll go through a couple scriptures. I'm going to just quote a couple. You can turn or write them down if you want. But again, just capturing the essence of God and his infinite, amazing mind and his wisdom. Isaiah 41:4 says, "Who hath wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning." Awesome, isn't that? I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. The infinite mind and wisdom of God from the beginning, calling the generations. Same book, Isaiah 14. Back a bit. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, "Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand." So again, we can, let's take that personal. It's I'm in there. I'm a part of him, a part of what he's ordained, what he has planned and purposed. Isaiah 14, 24. So just meditate on these things with me for a little bit. Okay, again, maybe just for the young people, the old people, for everybody in between, sorry if I can say that. Ordained, what does ordained mean? Well, you guys go into the scriptures, into your Bible app, and you can look it up. There's a lot of different definitions, a lot of different words, but really it's kind of a similar thought throughout. You can see placed or established, to set, to predetermine, to fit up in advance. I like that, to prepare a for. So again, when we're looking at what God has ordained, it's him and his infinite amazing wisdom before time, fixing, preparing, establishing. Now here we are, witnessing and experience what he's already ordained. So what has God done? What is he doing? What is he going to do? All of it he's ordained, and all of it has to do with you and with me by his grace. If that makes sense. That word of God, we know, is fixed. It is certain. Must come to pass. Cannot fail. Let's just read that. Isaiah 55. You guys know where I'm going with that, but I think that's so fitting to just call. And yeah, 55 and verse 8. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth." Now stop right there for just a minute. My word. Are you not a spoken word? Am I a spoken word? "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it." So that's the certainty that we can rest in, the absolute security of God's spoken word, that he's spoken, that he's ordained, and that has everything to do with you and what he is doing in this day that you're a part of by his grace. Oh, my. Turn to the New Testament. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. We'll just kind of weave our way around a bit through some scriptures. You could spend way more time and go way deeper than I am, but we'll just trust the Lord will take a few of these little nuggets. And do I have that right? Yeah, I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I think this is just so rich. Verse 6, we'll kind of drop down a little bit there. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect." Stop right there. Anytime we see the word perfect, our eyes and ears should perk up a little bit and think, hey, that's me, that's us, that's this age, right? Aren't we talking about perfection these days? So let's pay attention. "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained when? Before the world, to our glory. So it's all playing out. It's all coming to pass. It's all fulfilling his perfect plan, the wisdom, the mind of God in this age, expressed in you and I, expressed through you and I. Excuse me. Verse 8 says, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Actually, let's keep reading a little bit more. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may freely know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. And verse 16, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. But I just, that whole section there, going back to the verse 7, all ordained before the world for our glory. The wisdom of God among the perfect, he says. Again, all predetermined, all planned, established, placed, purposed by God before the foundation of the world, involving you right now. It's what he's ordained. It's what where he's working. All right, let's just pause there for a minute. We'll come back to some more. I just love, this is from the message, Hearing, Receiving, Acting. Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You never learn this through any intellectual program, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, not upon Peter, not upon himself, but upon the spiritual revelation of who he was, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail against it. Showed they would be against it, but it'll never prevail. Now listen, he says, so the church will. The spiritual church, that's us, move right on into eternity, just as sure as there's a God that's ordained it to be there. It cannot not happen. It's all been purposed and placed and positioned by him. I think I'd shared, there's another one. This is Christ, the mystery of God revealed. It says that the bride body, who is that? That's us. That's you, me. The bride body must follow the head, for it's a part of his resurrection. You are a part of his resurrection. You are not apart from him. You are a part of him. Husband and wife are one. It's a part of his resurrection, a part of the mystery. It's impossible for it not to go. It's impossible for it not to go. Oh my, it's part of God's mystery, how God revealed himself here and raised it up by the word. So he reveals his church and raising it up by the same word. It's part of his threefold mystery. As the head was took from the grave, so must the body follow him back to Eden. Did you hear that? As the head was took from the grave, so must that the body follow him back to Eden, where the head of the family, the man, the bridegroom, the bride being the body of the bridegroom, must follow the bride because that's the head, and the head is revealed and come back with eternal life. And the body must follow that because it's husband and wife again. Amen? And as long as you're pregnated with that same word, which is his body, you've took his body and become in him when you took the word. So don't you see that? It's just beautiful. Let me read that again. And as long as you're pregnated with the same word, which is his body, when you've took his body, you become in him. You have become in him when you took the word, not the creed, the word. So there we go. It's inseparable. You are inseparable from him. So our identification, it's all in him. So again, when we take this thought of even what God has ordained, it's very personal. It's very special. It's what is God doing that I'm a part of by his grace. I can see, and I'm partaking of these things, and his word is ringing in my heart, and I have eyes to see, and it's this beautiful mystery, and it's all a part of him and you becoming one. What God has ordained. The works were finished when? Before the foundation of the world. It's all just playing out, and we're a part of that, a part of him. Amen. Ephesians. Let's look in Ephesians at a couple scriptures here. Ephesians chapter 2. And let's see. I think we could pull so much out of this, but I think we'll just drop in on verse 10 there. It says, "For we are his workmanship." There you go. We are his workmanship. Where is he working today? Where is he moving? What is he doing? The processor is here processing. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath what? Ordained. Before ordained, that you should walk in them. What God has ordained is you in this hour. You're a part of his act. You're a part of this beautiful mystery drama that's playing out, as Brother Branham would say so beautifully. Don't you love him? Okay, Ephesians, we'll go forward to chapter Ephesians 3. And again, there's a lot more we could get through here, but we'll just drop down to verse 9. And says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which when from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ." But did he stop there? Did he end there? No, he didn't. "To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." God's mystery, God's wisdom, God's plan, his heart playing out, expressed in his body, in his family. 11, "as according to the eternal purpose," which he purposed in Christ Jesus, his plan, his will, his purpose, all coming to pass, all being manifested in this hour. You are written epistles. Where is he working? Where is he writing his word? In my heart, in your heart, and it's being expressed in this body of flesh and in your body of flesh. Amen. It's flesh becoming word and word becoming flesh. Amen. I love this. I love it. Okay, now moving on, the Easter seal. This is from the message, pardon me, the Easter seal. Just going to read this real slow, and please look these things up and soak it up and enjoy. And he says, it's the Holy Spirit coming down. It's the Holy Spirit coming down to quicken, to make alive those people that's foreordained, ding, ding, foreordained of God to be in the rapture. Wait a second, what? Yep, it's all part of that beautiful drama, all ordained of God, you ordained of God, playing out. It's the Holy Spirit coming down to quicken, make alive those people that's foreordained of God to be in the rapture. Do you see the rest? Do you see the rest here in his word? The relaxation these things bring, let's just go back to what we said a bit ago. Who taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And yet how many times internally are we looking at ourselves, we're looking at the wrong thing, And we're wondering, how am I going to get there? How is this going to be? But God has arranged, he's foreordained these people, us, his bride, to be in that rapture. And because of that, he's here quickening, bringing us into life, into his word. Now look at where he goes next. I'm going to just, I'll probably repeat this a few times, where he goes next. If he's a true eagle, he will understand the message of the hour if he's a true eagle. So let me just combine that now. Let's go back over that again. It's the Holy Spirit coming down to quicken, to make alive those people that's foreordained of God to be in the rapture. Notice, if he's a true eagle, he will understand the message of the hour. Now, the little eagle probably in the barnyard was eating all right. He knowed it wasn't just exactly right. Then he heard the truth. Then he received the truth. So, oh, you can see. You have eyes to see, ears to hear. What a precious, precious thing that is. Because of that, there's the Holy Spirit working, brooding over his people, bringing her into bringing himself into expression through that word, quickening that word. Okay, let's move on. The handwriting on the wall. Remember, if God has a work for you to do, here we go, take courage. Again, what has God ordained? What is his purpose? If God has a work for you to do, all the demons out of torment can't take you. They just can't startle you in any way. God has a purpose for the Holy Ghost Church, and all the devils of hell will never be able to take it away. God has a purpose for it, and it'll never be destroyed until God lets it fulfill the purpose that he's ordained it to do. And it will. And it will. Amen, amen. You know, thinking on these things, thinking of God's just amazing work, his grace, the things he's doing, again, before the foundation of the world, all pre-planned. We'll get to that in a minute. You guys probably know that. Brother Branham uses those exact words. But again, resting in what's playing out, what God has done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do, that's all part of his great mystery, his drama. And I couldn't help but go back to Genesis 28. As I was thinking about, let's do that. Genesis chapter 28. Talk about the processor here processing. If this isn't it, I don't know what is. And let's take this for us for this day, because this is exactly what he's doing, I believe, in his people right now in this hour. Verse 15, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave you until I've done that which I have spoken to thee of. I am here performing. I am here working and doing what I said I'm going to do. The bride is a recipient. You sit back and you say, yes, Lord, by his grace. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. I will not leave you. So again, you rest in him. You don't say how, don't look at yourself, take your eyes off yourself. You say, I have confidence in the one who's here, the one who's opened my eyes, the one who's given me a heart to receive, a heart to believe. And in that and through that, he's working and he's going to take me where he said he was going to take me. I will not leave you until I have done what I said I was going to do. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's turn to Psalm 87, because this there's some beauty here too. Similar kind of. The Lord delights in his people. Do you believe that? He delights in you. Psalm 87, verse 1, his fountain. Think of that. His fountain is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Brother Branham tells us that speaks of the bride, Zion. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and Ethiopia. This man was born there, and of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. And what? The highest himself shall establish her. What do I have to do? Well, he'll mostly establish, and then I got to do the rest. The highest himself will establish her. Resting in his sovereignty, what he has ordained, what he is bringing to pass, what he is performing. Amen. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Wow. All my springs are in thee. He's with us. He's here. He's working. You say it's quiet. That's okay. There's an invisible union that's going on. Cell upon cell. Can you hear when cells are being multiplied? Nope. That's okay. Is he working? Yep, he's working. He who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What does that have to do with what I feel or what I think? Stop looking at yourself. What God has ordained, he's performing. He's bringing it to pass, and it's you. You're a part of it by his grace. Oh, my goodness. Aren't we blessed? Okay, just a few more. I do want to get through these. Just bear with me. This is good. He says, the great shining light. That's a real good one. I was listening to that earlier, I think this week or last. He says, and what if some of the... Okay, so he's talking about Joseph and Mary making their journey and all the different dangers that were around that awaited them. Excuse me. He said, what if some of the wild beasts... which there was lions and many destroying wild animals that roamed in the desert that they had to cross. It was dangerous. What if a wild beast would have took towards that little party, and what could Joseph have done with a stick in his hand and a wife that could hardly move? They had that to face. But it gives us consolation to know this. We don't hold our destiny. God holds our destiny. And he has ordained it to be so, and there's nothing that will ever interrupt the program of God. We are bound to arrive. You say amen to that. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, turn with me to John chapter 15. We'll catch another scripture here real quick. So much more, but I just have a few here written down, notes, John 15. Well, we could just later catch up and read verse 1 through 15. All right. 1 through 15, because that's all just fitting and it's rich. It all ties in here. But we're going to drop down to verse 16. It says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. I have ordained you. Amen. I have purposed. I have placed. I have established. I have predetermined. I in advance prepared before you. Amen. I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. What is your fruit? You're a part of him, a part of the vine. It's his life just simply bearing fruit through you. And it's all what he has ordained. Amen. And the scripture says, and I will make, how does that go? Isaiah 55, the sure mercies of David. The sure mercies of David. How sure? Very sure. Because it's him and his word and his will that he's ordained. Okay. Bear with me. Just a few more that I'm going to cover and then we'll... This is Christ, the mystery of God revealed again. He says, predestinated, there's the mystery. He, before Christ or anything else was ever on the earth, you see his great... Whoa, stop, time out, let's back up, I'm going too fast. Before Christ or anything was else was ever on the earth, you see his great mystery, that he chose the bride? Way back then, he chose the bride, he chose me and you. Here we are, it's playing out. The works were finished before the foundation of the world, and here we are. knowing Eve would fall from disbelieving the world, knowing that she would fall, but he chose a bride that would not fall. What's he telling you? You're not going to fall. By his grace, it's part of him. He's ordained it. We're playing it out. She would not fall, that would hold to the word, regardless of what the rest of the world had to say. They would hold to the word. Amen. They would hold to that word. They are predestinated to stand there. So you're going to take your stand in this day because you've been predestinated to take your stand there. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand. It's all prearranged. It's all preplanned. It's all part of his design, his purpose, his will. He has ordained the church to that great, glorious stand. Oh, don't you love him? Okay, bear with me. Just want to get through this. This is in the message, things that are to be. Because I think it's just so beautiful. All this ties together. But I mentioned this earlier. Go into this message and just meditate on these things. Things that are to be. He says, you were all pre-planned by God. Amen. Nothing happens by chance with God. He knows all about it. It's all pre-planned, planned before, for many generations back. So you could be here tonight. Do you know that? Just think that at one time you was in your father, in the gene of your father. Now, he didn't know you at that time. Neither did you know him at that time. But you see, you were put in the bedding ground in the womb of mother through holy wedlock. And then you become a person expressed in the image like your father. Then there's fellowship. Now, the only way you can be a son or a daughter of God is because you have to have eternal life. There's only one form of eternal life, and that's God's life. Only one form of eternal life, that was God. To be a son of God, you had to be in him always. The gene of your life, spiritual life, tonight was in God the Father before there was even a molecule. And you are nothing but the manifestation. Think of that. Nothing but the manifestation of the gene of life that was in God. Isaiah. You know, I do this all the time. We talk to our kids and we say the wrong name. Christian, Seth, Noah, Lilia, you are nothing but the manifestation of the gene of life that was in God. Amen. Don't you love that? As a son of God, now you're expressed after his word has come in you, lit up to light up this age. You are expressing God's life in you because you're a son or daughter of God. Therefore, he says, you get what I mean? Your duty, he says, tonight is to express God to this nation, to the neighborhood around you. All ordained, all before the foundation. It's all pre-planned. Here you are expressing it. Therefore, okay, again, things that are to be, same message. Just a couple paragraphs on, and we'll close. Musicians, actually, if you want to go ahead and come up. Therefore, the bride in the rapture will come forth, and there is all pre-planned by God. All backed up from the beginning. He knowed every man, every place, who would set all about it. It's all pre-planned. God knew it would be here. God knew it would be here. And we made it that way so that when we get here, he's gone to prepare a place for us. When we get there, it'll all be prepared just like even this night is prepared, like this hour is prepared. It's all, see, he says, yes, his great foreknowledge tells him all these things by foreknowledge. All pre-planned by God, all ordained by God. Amen. Don't you love him? Think of that, brothers and sisters. Rest in that, in his sovereignty, in his election, in his word. What God has ordained, it's you in this hour. The works were finished before the foundation of the world. He had planned it. He knew it. And here we are. It's all him working, taking us. Remember how he says, I will not, you know, it's quoted so often, but I'm taking you to an expected end. Jeremiah, right? Behold, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, to bring you to an expected end. What is that expected end? It's what was in his mind before the foundation of the world, that we're a part of him just now coming into pass, into in what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's going to do, all ordained by God, and he's ordained you. You're a part of him. Amen. Don't you love him? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just, Lord, we're so blessed to be partakers, to be called sons and daughters of God, to call you our Father, Lord, and we truly are recipients. We bow our heads and we say thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. You're beautiful. We love you, Lord. Just so thankful to be placed in this age, Lord. You've ordained that. You've put us right in this very moment of time. We love you. We love what you're doing. We love what you're going to do, where you're going to take us, what you're going to perform in us, Lord. We give you thanks. We just rejoice in you. Feed these things into the hearts of your people. Minister to them, quicken them, and express it in the way that you want it expressed into every heart, I pray. Be glorified, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, guess what? We maybe get to that in a minute. I got a song. Bet you can't guess what it is. I was in his mind. I think it's number 22. Is that right? Yeah, number 22. Let's stand. Let's just sing that tonight. It's the truth. All playing out.
I was in his mind before. I am in his mind. I am.
You're a part of him. Just meditate on those words. His word, his blood, his work, woven through time, and you're a part of it. Bound up in a bundle of life with your Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Nate, would you go ahead and close?
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for the surety of your word, Lord. We know that we as humans, Lord, we say we're going to do something, and sometimes we can't make good on our own promises, Lord. But that's not like you, Lord. You said from the beginning of the world, I'm doing this. And we find ourselves caught up in it, and we're just so grateful to you, Lord. We just say thank you, thank you. Grace, grace. I pray, Lord, that it would be real to us just what kind of what that means, like what position it puts us in, but also, Lord, how grateful we ought to be, how we ought to live our lives. It should change us, Lord. So I pray that even tonight, Lord, as we've heard these words, that we'd meditate on them and that they'd be come deeper and bring forth fruit, Lord, according to your way. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.